Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We're on Daf Mem Vav on the second line from the top. Amar Reb Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Omer Hayir Reb Meir. Reb Meir used to say, Ivrei Ola, the Evarim, the limbs of an Ola, Sheni Tosiru, that were left over and didn't get burnt up on the day. And we know, let's say for example it's Tuesday. So Tuesday they brought an Ola. It's a machlokas actually, what Ola we're talking about. Is it the Tamar Shel Ben Harbayim? Or is it any old Ola? Doesn't matter. So anyway, it didn't get finished getting burnt on Tuesday. So like in the wintertime, this could really happen. Right? It's a very short day. Before you know it, it was a busy day for whatever reason. Before you know it, it's the nighttime. Didn't get finished. So Reb Meir held, Otzelehem Maracha Bifnei Atzma. We did this yesterday. It had its own Maracha, its own fire, Visodron, and it was arranged. Vafilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. What does that mean? That means we brought an Ola on a Friday morning. A guy brings an Ola on a Friday. Doesn't have a chance to get burnt up. Didn't get finished yet. Now it's Friday night. Now it's Shabbos. Time allowed to burn a non-Shabbos carbon on Shabbos? Says Reb Meir, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Right? Even though this is the only... So, not the only, this is an issue, even though it's not a Shabbos carbon. If it's a Shabbos carbon, we know that's all doche. It's not a Shabbos carbon, it's a Friday carbon. So I could have heard such a thing. Listen, you're not done by Friday night. That's it, it's over, too bad. We're not doche Shabbos for things that have nothing to do with Shabbos. No. It's even doche Shabbos. My kamash melon, what's the chiddush in that? Tanina, we learned, b'chol yom, every day, Hayusham Arba Marachos. Every day there were four fires. Every day. Doesn't say every day except for Shabbos. So of course Shabbos is included. It's a funny halacha that Friday stuff is taken care of on Shabbos. That's the halacha.
Why can't you put it on the big Maracha?
So that was yesterday's daf.
Well, why can't you put the extra leftovers on the big one? Why do you gotta make a new one?
That was yesterday's daf. The mayor said. Why? He had to look at a psukim, a whole complicated thing. Right. He had a separate Maracha. The fact that it's separate has nothing to do with Shabbos. He held as an extra, a separate maracha for the whatever. Why? He learned that at Pesukim, basically. Amar of Oven. So Rav Oven answers. No. Lo Nitzrucha. The Chiddush here is Ella Lipsulim. Another puzzle. If it's a kosher carbon, then of course it can. Of course, we said the previous 3 days that there are four marachas. One of them is to take care of karbanos of the earlier day. Every day. Even Shabbos. Now, here's the issue. The karban was pasul. And the halacha is, some psulin, if it's olin, lo yardu. You leave it up there. So even that, on a Friday afternoon, that some mistake happened, and it was saying, it's olu lo yardu. Even on a Shabbos. Even on a going into Friday night, that's a very funny halacha. That's very funny. Right?
We're talking here in a case where it fell off the Maracha, right?
Mm-hmm.
While it was going on, it fell off the Maracha.
So do you put it back on a Friday night? Do you put it back on a Friday night?
According to this, yes.
So if it's a regular carbon, that's for sure. The right. Commission said, four Maracha every day, every day. Here, it's a puzzle.
Right.
Ella lipsulin. It's puzzle. V'dafka shemashla bahen or. As long as it started burning. The fire started attacking that limb. Avalo mashlo behen orlo. But if it didn't even start, and it's puzzle, and Shabbos comes, now you don't even start. Right? Because there's a rule that you know, we could burn the first Mishnah in Shas, right? Hector, Elavim, Evarim, V'chalavim can be burned at night. Even a Friday night. But that's only if it's a kosher animal. Kosher carbon. Here it's a puzzle. So for whatever reason, it's going to stay on the Mizbeah. Whatever the psul was, we spent 50 blot about that, it'll stay on the Mizbeah. Fine, that's fine. But I had to at least start. If it started, you're right, it's a big chiddush. That's what came, even on Shabbos, you're right, even on Shabbos. Ikad Yomri, a slightly different version. Echad Ksheirin Vechad Psulin, doesn't matter if it's kosher or puzzle. E, Mashal Behen R, in, E, Lolo. Right? So it's a little bit of a different version. Va'afilu b'Shabbos, tanina. And even on Shabbos, we learned, Vayom Chamesh, and on Yom Kippur there's five. In other words, the question is, the question is the same question. What's the chiddush in that? We said every day. So, oh, and by the way, even on Shabbos. Well, isn't every day mean even on Shabbos? Every day we have a carbon tumid. And by the way, even on Shabbos we do that. That's the chiddush. That's the same question. But the first answer answered it. The Ikedami didn't answer it. Amalei Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. No, itzrich. It's necessary. I would have thought, Hani Mili, I would have thought that's only true. Hecha Dechal Yom HaKippurim Liyos Achar Shabbos. That, I thought that would only be true if Yom Kippur was on a Sunday. Why? Yom Kippur's on a Sunday. The Chelvei Shabbos craven be Yom Kippur. The Chelev of Shabbos is being burnt later at that Matzah Shabbos, which is called Nidre night. That's what I would have said this applies. Because we said there are four Merachas every day, and Yom Kippur is five. And it doesn't matter if it's kosher or apostle kosher, makes no difference. So it's obvious. Now, I would have thought it's only true in a special case.
That's what the problem.
There's no problem. There's no problem. But I would have thought it's only true when Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday. Abu be'em to Shabbos, but in the middle of the week, lo, it would not be true. Kamash Malan comes along the Ikka D'Amri to say, no, even if it's on a regular day of the week. Now, the Gemara is basically going to ask about this question. Amar Rava, one second.
No,
it's already burning. But it's a different. See, we don't have such a thing as Yom Kippur can't be on a Sunday by us.
Or
we don't
have heavy on Friday either.
Right.
But in Beis Medrash it could be.
Correct. So let's say it happened.
On Shabbos, if Yom Kippur's on Sunday.
Can you what?
Can you light the last Maracha, the Yom Kippur Maracha?
No, they're already lit. They're already lit. We're talking about burning the carbon. So can I burn a Shabbos carbon on Matzah Shabbos? It depends. On a Matzah Shabbos Yom Kippur? Yes. What's the chiddush in that? The chiddush is that I would have thought that's the only time he could do such a thing. Kamash Malan, even if it's during the week. Ask the Gemara.
He says here, by the way, we kindle a new fire and burn yesterday's parts.
Okay, so he's kindling a new fire also. Fine. So the question is, so Amar Rava, Man Hai, the Lo Chayesh L'Kimcha. Whoever said this didn't care to sift the flour, meaning he wasn't careful to what he said. In other words, he's not saying anything. Why? It says every day, right? Which is the same question. In other words, every day you have to have another fire. Oh, even on Yom Kippur? Yeah, even on Yom Kippur. Even when Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday? Yeah, even then. What's the chiddush in that? There's no chiddush. I would have thought only if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday. Why would I think that? It says every day. And the Gemara answers, Kasha. You're right, it's a Kasha. We don't have an answer for that. Rashi says, "B'chol Yom," which is
"Hayu." It's not going up for 10 minutes, or whatever. Going nowhere.
Exactly. "Hayu arba marachos tanan." Afilu Shabbos mashma. Even Shabbos. It says every day. Even Shabbos. No, I would have thought only applies if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday. Why would I think that? Every day. Okay, that's a kasha. So the Ikka D'Amri is a kasha. Okay. Now. Upliga de Rav Huna. This actually argues on Rav Huna, the Amar who said, Tchilaso doche, the beginning is doche, Sofo ain't a doche, the end is not doche. Right? That means that I'm allowed to, what does Tchilaso mean? I wake up Shabbos morning, I want to bring a carbon tamid shel shachar. Can I bring a carbon tamid shel shachar on Shabbos? Yes. That's tchilaso doche. Right? Can I be doche Shabbos? Can I kill an animal on Shabbos for a carbon tamid? Yes. What about Friday night? Can I burn Friday night carbon? Can I burn Friday's carbon on Friday night on Shabbos? No.
No.
Sofo ain't a doche. It's not true. We started off the daf by saying you could do such a thing. Comes along Rav Huna, I argue. Okay, I argue. Tchilaso 100%. Docha Shabbos 100%. Can the tchila be docha? Can the sofa be docha? Can I be busy with Friday's kabbalas Friday night? No.
So according to him, how do you bring most kabbalas on Friday?
It's to make sure they're done before Shabbos.
Just burn it.
Yeah.
You have no control over that. The is that practical? I don't know.
What?
Is that practical? When did they do most of their burning? Did most of their burning occur at night or not necessarily?
I think it did, because most of it occurred at night because there was no reason to, because you're allowed to do it by night. So why should we be busy with this during the day? We can do other things.
Don't we have the halacha that the base major does that stuff right?
What do you mean?
We don't all sorts of things in the base.
Correct. Major. So that's why. So the whole discussion is, it says in the Torah. So besides the fact that malacha doesn't apply in the base hamikdash, right? Besides that, there's a separate thing where it says lo saviru eish in parashat Yakel. Only where you live. Nobody lives in the Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't apply. It's another reason why it doesn't apply. Besides the fact that Malacha didn't apply in the Beit HaMikdash. Having said that, they did try to minimize and just go around writing all day long. They didn't do that. But Malacha, whatever they needed for the Beit HaMikdash, did not apply.
So, how would they do the Tamei Shemin
Arvayim? They would do it, they must have done it early. And make sure it got finished.
Done.
Right.
So what, you have to remove it from the fire, or you just, what do you put out? What do you do?
What?
If it's already burning, what do you do? You can't throw it on there after the shower. Doesn't you continue to have it on there, or you gotta take it off? Like, what do you do before you
get, I don't,
it's burning,
I don't know. Right? Yeah, I don't know. Now, Gufa, we just said Amar Huna, Tamid, the carbon Tamid, Tchilaso Docha. Sofo ain't a doche. Right? That's what we just said. Chilasos doche. The sof is not doche. My ain't a doche. What does that mean? It's not doche. What does that mean? The machlok is what that means. Rav Chista Omar, doche es ha-shabbos, the ain't a doche es ha-tumah. So everybody can calm down, because Rav Chista said, what Rav Huna meant was, it's doche Shabbos. Of course it's doche Shabbos. It's not doche tumah. What does that mean? Look at the last Rashi on the page. Ein adoche es hatuma. Hakder chelavim ve'emurin. The burning of the fats. Ela zrikas damo bovad. What does that mean? That means that, of course, the evarim are burnt on Shabbos. No question about that. Right? Amar v'chista amar doche es ha-Shabbos. The ain't a doche es hatuma, meaning if it turns out we know that a carbon can be brought betuma, if it's a carbon that's brought at a specific time, such as a carbon tamid, it can be brought betuma. We know that, right? Carbon pesach can be brought betuma. Carbon tamid can be brought betuma. So can a carbon tamid shall bein harbayim? That got tummy, and it's going to be brought betuma. Can we burn the fat? Not burn the fat. Can we do something with the dam? Not zrika. Then a doche
is
a tuma. What? Right. Right. Ein a doche is a tuma. Hakter chelavim ve'emurin. Right. Can we burn the fat on Friday night for a carbon that was brought betuma on Friday afternoon? Ela zrikas damo bovad. The zrikas adam we're going to do betuma. Why? That without zrikas adam there's no carbon. That we're going to do Friday afternoon. Now it's very busy. We don't have time to burn this now. We'll burn it tonight. Now it's a tuma. The carbon's brought betuma. So can we burn fat of a Friday carbon on Friday night betuma? If it would be a Tuesday night, no question he could do this. No question he could do this. Why? Because carbon kavua can be brought betuma. Right? You hear the case? Can you do it on Shabbos? It's a carbon was brought betuma. So the zrikas the shechita betuma. The zrikas adam betuma. It's all betuma. Now what's the question? Can I burn the fat on Friday night when the animal was brought betuma? Okay. That's the question. And the answer is no. So that's what he said. Rav Chista Amar, Doche es HaShabbos. To be Doche Shabbos, no question. Ve'ena Doche es HaTumah. But it can't be Doche Tumah. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute. But they're both based on the same principle. being Doche Shabbos and being Doche Tumma is the same idea. So why are you choosing one over the other? And Rabba Omar, just the opposite. Doche Es HaTumma, V'Eina Doche Es HaShabbos. You can be Doche Tumma, no question about it. Right? But not Doche Shabbos. What does that mean, Doche Shabbos? What? What is, no, Doches HaTumma. Doches HaTumma. The Eina Doches HaShabbos. What does it mean in Doches HaShabbos?
That means for no carbon, regardless if it's Tumma or kosher.
Yes, that's right. You're not Doches HaShabbos for that.
What does it mean, Doches HaTumma?
Because on a non-Shabbos day, you could still put back if it's Tumma.
I mean, Doches HaTumma, that the Ivarim of the Ola, that you wait till night, right, can be brought to Tumma.
Right.
But the Eina Doches HaShabbos.
But you can't bring it on Shabbos.
Okay.
Why? Why not?
What?
Why not?
So, Amalei Abaya, Lirabba. Abaya says to Rabba, Ludidach Kasha, Ulav Chista Kasha. Going to both of you is a problem. Ludidach Kasha, Maishna Tumma. Why is Tumma all right? The Chsev, it says, B'moado, Vafilu B'Tumma. Right, in its time, even if it's Tummy. Doesn't matter. Tumma's Docha, right? B'Shabbos Tan, B'moado, Vafilu B'Shabbos. So, why is Shabbos different? They're both based on the same idea. The heter to violate Tumma and the heter to violate Shabbos is the same word. B'mo'adol. It's not going to be pick one over the other. And Rav Chista Kasha. Rav Chista is the same Kasha. He just picks the other one. Maishna to Shabbos to Chsiv Mo'ado Fafilu B'Shabbos. Right? Mo'ado is even on Shabbos. Tumma Nami. Mo'ado. Fafilu B'Tumma. So why'd you pick and choose like this?
Because Tumma doesn't go with the B'mo'ado.
Yes, it does.
No, Tumma goes with the Loi Moridin, which is a different story.
See, I agree with Marcel on this, because Tumma is always a constant. You're not allowed to have Tumma there ever.
Right. And what if it's for Moado, and for whatever reason the God of Hador died, and everybody went to the funeral, and now we're all Tumma? Bring it anyway. Yeah, a guy comes with his special carbon, he's a Nazir, and he wants... Now that we're going to push off. But the carbon Tumma, that has got to be brought today. What are we supposed to do? Everybody went to Olavaya. What are we supposed to do?
It makes more sense about the burning part than it does about the Tumma part.
The answer is, bring it anyway. Why? But Moado, it's at a point in time. It's supposed to be done right now. Shabbos, also.
The Tumma they're talking about is not the Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur. It's something else. You're talking about Korban that became Tumma and then the part, you know.
But it's the same principle. You're right, it's the same principle. The Korban became Tumma, not the whole Klal Yisrael. It's the same idea.
It wouldn't become Tumma if you burnt it, though.
Right.
I hear.
So one of them is going to say similar to that. Now this is a lot of mental gymnastics to get to why they pick one and not the other. Ready? They both have to explain it. Right? Amalei, here we go. Lo ludidi kasha, lo l'Rav Chista kasha. Says Rava to Abaya, Tadakasha me, and Tadakasha Rav Chista. What did I say? Ludidi lo kasha. What did I hold? I held that only, which one only works according to Rabbah? Tumma. Not yes, Tumma, yes, Shabbos, no. Lididi, Lokasha. I hold like this. Sofo, Ketrilaso. The end is just like the beginning. Now, Tumma, what's Tumma? Ditchilaso, Bar Midcha, Tumahu. In the beginning, let's say I walk in L'chadchila and it's Tamei. What's the story? Bring it anyway. Why? Because Tumma's Hutra B'Tzibur. So if I could do L'chadchila, Tchilaso Bar Midcha Tumahu. Yeah. But Tchilaso. I walk in with a carbon Tamei animal. It's the only one you have? It's the only, you want to say it's Tchuya? It's the only one I have. It's the only one in the whole country. Tomorrow there's a new shipment coming, but right now this is all we have. It's the only animal we have. And it's Tumma. All right, we'll bring it. Can we do? If you have another one, you get another one. It's the only one we have. But it's the chachila. Not that after the fact it got Tumma. The chachila also, bar midcha, it gets pushed off. What do you mean it gets pushed off? The Tumma gets pushed off. Tumma who? Sofo nami dachi. So therefore, sofo, it turns out it's Shabbos, and it's doesn't matter. Now, Shabbos, this is a little bit of a sleight of hand. Shabbos, ditchilaso, lav bar mincha. Shabbos who? Shabbos, what does that mean? That means, ditchilaso, There is no Shabbos issue. Why not? Because it's Friday. That's a little bit of a sleight of hand, right? There's no Shabbos issue because it happens on Friday. Yes, so there's no Shabbos issue. Therefore, Sofo Nami Lo Dachi. Therefore, Sofo, I also don't allow it. That's a little bit of a... You hear that?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't understand. What did you just
say? A little bit.
No.
You hear what he's saying?
No.
Rashi before on the other Amos says, Piloso is Shabbos. Right?
What?
The sofo is Tchilaso is Shabbos, and Tchilaso is Tchilaso Shabbos. That's the case. The case is Friday. The case is Friday, and you have Friday night now on Shabbos. What are you doing with those ones? That's the problem. That's the case. Right, over there. Right, there the Tchilaso was Shabbos, Shabbos morning, right, or Shabbos afternoon, and the sofo was Friday night, Friday's carbon Friday night. Now we're saying Tchilaso means, what are we doing?
On Friday night, we want to burn Friday's carbon. Well, Friday's carbon, there was no dechuyah. It was perfectly acceptable. Why? Because it wasn't Shabbos. Shabbos had nothing to do with it. Therefore, on Shabbos, you can't do it. Since on Erev Shabbos, it wasn't a Shabbos issue. So therefore, Shabbos never becomes mutter.
Yeah, the only thing he doesn't address is, what do you do with it?
Right, what do you do with it? No, it's also...
You're taking it outside? What do you do
No, with it? it's a little bit sleight of hand to say... That the reason why I'm not allowing it on Shabbos is because when all this started, it wasn't Shabbos. That's a technicality. You're not addressing the issue. When it comes to Tumah, you're addressing the issue.
But
putting that aside, that
it's even worse than a technicality because that's the makeup of how it's built in.
Correct. Correct.
Because if that would be the case, every Friday we do a Tumah Shabbat and Arba'in.
Right.
And there would have been some pasuk or something would have told it.
Correct.
And because it's not, so we assume that, you know,
correct.
It has to be
yeah.
Correct. Now, Rabbi said that explains me. Now I'll explain my Chavar of Chista, who said this is opposite for me. He said, Shabbos, yes, Tumah no. L'Rav Chista, lo kasha. Not a kasha either. Why not? Sofo, ketchilaso. He learns it out the exact opposite way.
Maybe.
What? Lesley. I'm sorry, sofo, ketchilaso, lesley. He doesn't learn from that. Now, Shabbos... What's the story with Shabbos? Dehotrahi. Dehotrahi b'tibur. Now, there's no shot on Shabbos. It's not a question of, well, is there any other way we could do this? We'll try our best. We'll have a guy. We'll do it with a shini. None of that. Do what you got to do. What do you see? The Shabbos, the question is, with hotra. All rules are off. Whatever you have to do for this animal, you do it even if it's on Shabbos. Ah, you're doing malachas? Doesn't matter. Hutra b'tzibur. It's not that we're trying to find an out. It's hutra. Sofo nami dachi. So now it's Shabbos? Of course it's docha. Tumah. Dechuyahi b'tzibur. Tumah's not hutra. Tumah's dechuyah. You come with a tummy animal. Well, is there another animal? Now, don't worry about it. It's tummy. Don't worry about it. Basically, it doesn't care. No, we do care. Is there another animal here? Can we figure out a way not to have to bring a tummy animal? If there's no other way, all right, we'll do it. But it doesn't have the same lechatchila aspect that the Shabbos does. Therefore, sofo, I'm sorry, tumah dechuyahi b'tzibur, dechuyahi b'tzibur tchilaso, deikar kapara dachi. So fine, for a kapara, We'll do it. We'll bring a petum if we have no choice. But sofo, delav ikar kapara, just burning the fat, that's not a kapara. That's just called, the Torah says, you have to finish the job. Is it a kapara? No. Is it anything? No. Do we have to do it? Yes. Do we have a choice? No, you don't have a choice. You got to do it. Is it a kapara? No. Lo dachi. Therefore, if it happened that it's tamei, why should we bring it? Why are we bringing it? Why are we getting ourselves involved in Tumah? It's only Docha. It's not Hutra. And and therefore, we're not going to do it.
Why is he saying it's only Dechuyah?
What? Because if you have another carbon, if you get out of it somehow, you don't embrace Tumah the way you embrace Shabbos. If you can avoid the Tumah, you avoid it.
Well, that's Machloikas.
Huh?
That's Machloikas.
Because that's what he told. Right. So he's telling you it's Dechuyah. If you have a way to avoid it, avoid it. So therefore, and it's not a kapara now, why is it not a kapara? Because the kapara part has nothing to do with burning the fats. Right? The zriko is the kapara. So therefore, what are we doing? What are we doing? Therefore, it's not docha. Says Abaye, says a rabbi to Abaye, I explain those both. I explain both shitas. Okay? Good? Now, good? Okay. Itmar, we're looking like this. Also, you need a little bit of a suspended animation for this Gemara. Hamachabe eish machte umenora. What if you put out the fire of the pan, right? The fire of the pan of Yom Kippur that you're going to be going into the Kodesh Kedusha. You put that out. You come along and you blow it out. Or you go into the Kodesh, there's the menorah there, it's a beautiful menorah, and you go light, put the candles out. You blow them out. Why'd you do that? I don't know. But you did it. Okay? Or it doesn't have to mean that. It doesn't mean that you Rashi says hamachabe eish machta lachash. It could be that you take a fire off the mizbeach to bring it to the menorah, and then you blow that out. Either one, I think it's either one. Anyway, the point is you blew out the candles. Hamachabe eish machta umenorah abaye amar chayev rava amar potter. Abaye says you're chayev, rava says you're potter. What are you chayev? What are you potter? Yechayev is an isser to put out the fire in the Mizbeach. Such an isser.
A Mizbeach or a Shabbos?
The Mizbeach. No, we're not talking about Shabbos. Any day of the week. Any day of the week. Any day of the week. But even if it's already somewhere else, it's already on the pan, it's already in the menorah, you still can't put that out. Now, Dibachia Barosho Shal Mizbeach, if you stand there on top of the Mizbeach and you start blowing things out, to Kuli Amalo Pligid Dechayev. Everyone holds Dechayev for that. There's no issue about that. Keep pligi. The only issue is the achte ara. You're standing on the ground. The achibia. You're standing on the ground, right? And now you put it out. Meaning you took a coal off. Oh, I'm going to use this for the menorah. I'm going to use this for the pan, and you blow it out. See, is that over? Also an iser. Abaye amar chayev. Abaye says your chayev eish mizbeachu. It's a eish mizbeach. It happens to be. It's in your hand. Or it's in a kerchief or something. But so what? It's still a rather my putter. Rava says your putter. Why? Given the natka. Once you took it off, you took it off. So there's no chiv anymore, no isra anymore, because it's no longer on the mizbeach. One second. Elahad the Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, Hamorid gachelas mi'agabim mizbeach. If you take a coal off the mizbeach, the kiba, and you extinguish it, chayev. You're chayev. Kiman, kabaya? Could that be like a baya? We don't hold like a baya. We never hold like a baya. Except for six places. This is not one of the six. Rav Chanan says that. This is not one of the six places. You can't be saying like a baya. So Gemara says like this. I feel the tema karava. It can even be like we're saying like rava. Hasam, over there, over where? When Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Baravu, said you're chayev, what was he talking about? Lo intik le mitzvasa. You weren't moving, using it for a mitzvah. Therefore, yichayev. Just to stop, take things off the mizbeach and play with them down here and put them out down below. Of course, even Rav would agree yichayev. When did Rav say your potter?
Chayev what? Meila or both?
It's an itzer. It's an itzer. Rashi says an itzer of lo techabe. Now I'll put out the fire.
Aside of the meila issue.
Forget meila. Right. So what did Rav say? Rav says, no, you're not chayev because you took it off. Did he mean you took it off because you want to play with it? No. You took it off because you're doing a mitzvah with it. And for whatever reason, it went out, you're not chayev. What if you don't do a mitzvah with it? Of course you're chayev. Lo intik le mitzvasa. Hacha intik le mitzvasa. Hey, you did it for a mitzvah, so of course you're chayev. You're not chayev, right.
Did he actually put it out or did he took it away from the main source and identify itself? You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. What? Yeah, I don't know the difference either. Ikad Yomri, others say, the Achte A'ara, if you're on the ground, Ukavia, and it went out, or you put it out, Kuli Amalo Pligi de Putter. Everyone knows your putter. Why? It's here. We're going to see in a minute why. Ki Pligi, the only Machlok is the exact opposite version. Not opposite, it's a different version. Ki Pligi, the only issue is the Machlok is the Kaviyah Barosho Shal Mizbeach. If you're standing up there on top, Abaye Amar Chayev Eish Mizbeachu. Rav Amar, no, Potter. You Potter. Kiven de Natska, Natska. Once he removed it, you removed it. Okay? Yes. One second. Elohad Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Avua. But didn't he say, Hamorid Gachelas Malgabi Mizbeach, Vekaba Chayev? But he said, what? Yeah. Hamorid Gachelas Malgabi Mizbeach. If you take a Gachelas from up to Mizbeach and you bring it down below the Kaaba and you extinguish it, Chayev. You're Chayev. Who said that according to the Ikad Yamri? Nobody. Nobody said that. Kiman, Lo Kabayev, Lo Karava. Nobody said that.
Because everybody said, okay.
Exactly. So what's going on here? No, awesome, over there. He said, you're Chayev, Lo Intik Limitzvasa. To take it off the Mizbeach for no reason at all, doesn't matter where the fire is, he's still Chayev. Hacha, Intik Limitzvasa. Over here, over where? When Abaye and Rava said you're potter, you did it for a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Not the menorah, the macheteh. You did it for a mitzvah. So of course you're going to be potter. Okay? Hadron Allah, Tarif Bakalpi. Hadron Allah, Tarif Bakalpi. Hadron Allah, Tarif Bakalpi. Tomorrow we start the next parak. And we're going to get into a lot of 7:10 tomorrow, yeah. And a lot of details more about the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur. Everybody have a very good day.